from school last week. Try to show the deck. It's near the Yisoid of Akiy Mitzvah. We saw on the mission the Gemara Kulin, in Bracha sometime. And the din of Mitzvah, Slav, the only thing that we saw that the Yisoid of Mitzvah is that the Xeris, from Melech Nabori to the Eved, Mitzvah is not nitin lahonas. It's not nitin the tamia mitzvahs. It's not mitzvah the side and fringe benefits of the mitzvahs. It's nitin the eved to be an eved. We saw the fact that that has to be the driving force, the initial and the overarching driving force of the yid when he does mitzvahs. It has to be Kachativani Abari Vitzivon, Rahmana Omar, Nechulin, Rahmana Omar, Tito Yadayim, Rahmana Omar, Shalai Saucer, but Rahmana Omar, Rahmana was Mitzavimi. That has to be the mindset. What's the mindset? What are you doing? What are you doing? You're doing Tzivi Yosivi Abari. It's Xeru. As we mentioned, Ezra Hashem will see there's so much more to mitzvahs, so much, I mean, added levels, added floors to mitzvahs. But it's so important that this is the mahus, the ikar mahus of mitzvahs. This is where mitzvahs bet some start and end. There's a lot in between. So the melo, when we're dealing, anyone who here is working together with me, so as we mechanech ourselves in this avoid the mitzvahs, it's very, very important that this needs to be worked on very long. It's not one vat, it's not one week. This has to be drilled in, embedded in. We have to ingrain in our system that we're thinking from mitzvah, kasha tivani abari, the tzibui. We added in, the tzibui means all the protim of the mitzvahs. When you're reading Kriya Shema before the uftu is the mitzvahs, am I saying the words? One of the dinim of Kriya Shema is, it has to be read bediktuk, it's part of the mitzvah. The rest of davening, diktuk. It's not ma'akev, it's a mitzvah b'chal. Kriya Shema is bediktuk, so when a person's reading Kriya Shema, a yid is reading Kriya Shema, the oil, the voidus ever the rabbi is the tzivu from the boy, read it bediktuk. You have to know how to say the word, v'havto. You have to know how to say the word. That's supposed to be teifis. In the beginning, when you're working on mitzvahs, that's supposed to be teifis, your whole mitzvahs. We saw that's why G'dayla Mitzvah V'Oise, because the Mitzvah V'Oise, the Etzem entrenches these Nekudas of Eved. That's when your Mitzvah V'Oise, even though an Ein Mitzvah V'Oise is much more spontaneous, it's much more Nedivas Alev, it's much more you, L'Chor. But Mitzvah Slavonis Nenu, Mitzvah Slavonis Nenu, Mitzvah Slav, to do Uftus Nenu. Mitzvahs is not accomplishment, you know. Mitzvahs, avoid this ever the rabbi. So the oil of the mitzvahs, Aktosis, the fact that there's a Yitahara, did not to do the mitzvah. This is the Chefs of the mitzvah. And we may look at that, and we saw Nochamo that the greatest uftu of the mitzvah is good for to do a mitzvah ketikuna. Get back to that again. So because, like we said, that this is the Yisoid, the thicker in the mindset of a mitzvah, I want to be mimic in that tonight. And spend for as much of Adam, be mimic this yisoid. Maybe everyone is there, maybe mechanic themselves, we have to be working on this yisoid. Look at Tzivonu, Kasha Tivani. So we saw that Tosis says, Nachamot Tosis says, the Gadol Mitzvah V'Oise. One of the reasons Tosis says is because there's a Yetzirah today. In the mitzvah of the Yetzirah Tzvarah way. Let's be mefatech, let's open up this Nakud and we'll see exactly what is a little bit, exactly, we'll enter deeper into the avoidah of being an Eved. The Aleph Beis, when a person has, someone commands a person, someone says, you come here. The father says, take out the garbage, do your homework. If anyone is connected to his inner world, they'll realize right away there's an automatic resistance. in yeshiva you have it. I mean, that's, always talking to your father, most people are not, father's not right here. Chavrusha says, let's look at the Tosfos, let's look at the Tosfos. You're building in the Rashba, let's look at the Tosfos. Come on Yaki, let's look at the Tosfos. You're in the Rashba. If you look right away, there's an automatic resistance. There's an automatic resistance that says, you're not going to tell me what to do. That's the automatic resistance of the ego, the ani of the mensch. This is the Yetzirah that the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah is talking about in the Mitzvah Vayisa. It's an automatic Yetzirah. If I decided to do it, I could do it. Hemshech will see v'siyat tishmai. Hopefully the Hemshech Avana will talk about it. Bal Tosa, Bal Tigra, a person could do mitzvahs if he puts on 25 strings. He could do it. The problem is not doing the mitzvahs, if he decides. Not so difficult. There's a specific difficulty to do when you command it. What's an edit? Rashi Yisrael says that Mitzvah Slachan is finished. The Tachlis is the idea of a mitzvah is to make you an edit, to make us an edit, and you and us avdus. What's an edit? Chazal b'kol makom is mevur. An edit is a person who's selfless. In the Gemara's lashon, an edit in the kinyan, in kinyan the edit, but the rabbi mashakana edit kana rabbi. He doesn't have ownership. In the shenis of the svarim. Sorry, Eved Leslie Nigar Meiklum. Eved doesn't have self, doesn't have zich, doesn't have his bone, doesn't have a sense of etzem. And Eved, it's an unfortunate thing that we don't have Tzir of Avdus today. Maybe there are in certain countries. We don't have a Tzir of Avdus today, really. But any true Eved who is talking like that, he gets up in the morning, he doesn't have a schedule. What are you doing today? Everyone today, we have a movie. What are we doing? No. The rotzen of his master dictates his life. Now, does my rotzen dictate? Or does the master rotzen dictate? Avdus, the chefs of an effort is that the master's rotzen dictate. There's a depth here. It's not only a specific pool I have to listen to him. The Aleph, a real effort, he gets up, he's like, what is the master saying? He doesn't have, he knows that his schedule is not totally on him. He's totally on what the Odin says. The rotzoin of the mitzvah of the odoin dictates. And this is exactly the difficulty everyone feels in their specific siva. Even a specific siva, your father's not trying to make you his heir, hopefully, usually. He's just asking you to take out the garbage. But you feel that every single siva. The second Yechavusha says, no, we have to look at the Tosfos. You're not going to pull me right now. I won't do this. If you decide to look at the Tosfos yourself a second, I wouldn't have a problem. The fact that someone else told you what to do, you're not going to tell me what to do. You have to subdue yourself. Machnia. In Hebrew, machnia, in English, subdue. You have to subdue yourself. You become subservient. The dover niflin kaych zanefesh. You see this by example. They say with kids, you know, every time, usually, a parent asks a kid to something, the first answer is always, in the middle of something, 1 second, Dati. 1 minute. Shandy, could you do homework? 1 minute! Shandy, 1 second. Very often, again, even for husband and wife, also will be, you know, in the middle of something, going, 1 second, 1 second. Like almost like in the sugar phenomenon. Like almost cannot be without saying 1 second, even 1 second, 1 minute. What's the word of it? What's the word of that 1 second, 1 minute? What's the word? Odmat in Hebrew. What's the word? The word is mamish this nekuda. The word is acknowledging that I'll come, I don't want to come. That's what's changing around. It's changing around who's in control. Your tzivah is going to pull me the second you call me? No. I'll come. Maybe talking sometimes the second, sometimes a minute, sometimes 2 minutes, 10 minutes, sometimes it's never. But the first reaction right away is, no matter yo, you just pull me. I'm a person. I'm in control. I'm in my own mishus. Let's do the Rajva, Yanki. Let's do the Rajva. It's on the Marmar Koimis. 1 second. What am I? Anything I'm offering? The opposite. The exact opposite of 1 second, 1 minute, 1 minute, or akrega. What's the exact opposite? The exact opposite. It's not just missing that exact opposite. Is it a Rav Avinu answer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vayoyim Avram, Shana Kezitza, Vayoyim Ehinein. The exact opposite, 180 degrees. Is Hineni. Second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out, Avraham says, Hineni Zokrashi, Shekein Loshen Shal, Tzadikim Loshen Shal, Anova V'Zimun. Zimun. Hineni means, I'm ready, before you even call me, I'm ready. What do you want me to do? At your service. Now the Muslim, it's called a waiter. We're not explaining anything, even in English. Why is a waiter called a waiter? You know, you go to the restaurant, fish on hotels, there's still some people like this, waiters in Israel, because they don't understand English, they don't know what waiting means. But why is a waiter called a waiter? Because in the real tzuva waiter, he's supposed to be waiting at your table, waiting for a second. You want envy, maybe you blink your eye, you want another fork, you want another course, he's waiting for you. He's waiting for you, he's at your service. You don't have to go and schlep him in there 60 times till he comes. Hineni is Eibishter and Mezumin Ve'oimin for your exact opposite. It's that I'm an Evid. Myself is at your service. Myself is at your service. In Maisa, this chilek, when I get back, this is the Lachon of Mitzvah. Hineni is the Lachon of Mitzvah. I'm sarafin over here to the Havona of in the Koichas HaNefesh. What is the conflict that goes on in our koyach hanefesh, deep in our lives, deep in our systems? We're trying to embed in us, ingrain in ourselves, this soid of mitzvahs, kashetivani abori, that the gzeiros, this in itself is the hardest part. It's the hard part. I'm not an eved. And this is exactly what is supposed to be accomplished. Well, he is a word, a shibud. Shibud. Shibud is not, you can't decide you're going to do it when you want to do it. You're mechuyev. That's exact, the whole word. And it's hard for us. The chap. That a boyer is baruch melech ma'alchi amlochim ha-kadosh baruch hu. Shehu levadai osa v'yoyse v'yase l'kol ha-maisim. He's calling you. You're mechuyev. Yes, you don't have a real self. When the rotz and habore, the rotz and habore is what controls your life. The rotz and habore is what controls your life. This is what be'etzem we're swallowing in every mitzvah, we're absorbing in every mitzvah. This is the mindset of a mitzvah. That the rotz and habore dictates. The rotz and habore is the ultimate value. It's what dictates, it's what hinges, it's the pivotal nekuda in the entire mitzvahs of the world. This is what Be'etzin, what we're working on, I believe this Eved L'Rabbi, the Mitzvah Slavon HaNesu, this is the mindset, and this is the Avodah. The Fiyah Emes, it should really be, they don't have a Bechira whether or not to do a Mitzvah. Because the Fiyah Emes, we don't have a choice. The Eivishter is in control of all of us. And Be'etzim, there is no real choice. We didn't have a choice whether we want to recreate Shema B'Zman. Shabbos means getting up on time. We don't have a choice, really, if we want to do a job. And we definitely don't have a choice if we chas v'shalom could do an aveira, go against, transgress, or even return to Yisbar. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'roiv Racham, B'roiv Chazdoi, B'roiv Chachmosoi, made B'chira, B'char. And the Nekuda of Bechira does, I'm not going to focus on this tonight, does feed the Ani that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. What we mentioned before, the fact that our ego feels a conflict, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who created that ego. He created that I, he created that zich. He created that feeling that doesn't like to feel controlled totally. And one of the expressions is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Bechira. I'm not going to focus on that tonight. But the MS, what is the point of Bechira? The point of Bechira is gufa to be boicher and realize that you're taka mukhrach, you're meshuged. Abdesna is chunshat v'chira. He talks about that every person in his life has different levels which are negeyat to b'chira. It's a shayla, there's certain things. He says, there's certain things that are not b'chira. Baruch Hashem, most yidden, keep Shabbos, it's not any more b'chira, they got so used to it. We're talking about pumping chias and that chiluk of the mitzvahs. But it's not in your level of bechira. In middle, he brings, this is soid from Rabbi Ruchim. In the middle, he brings the Sefer just in Ruchim. That's how he says it. Shemati me'echad ha'miyuchah b'doylem ha'mikim ha'shiyadati b'doylem. That's the way he's back there with Ruchim. I heard from Echad b'doylem ha'mikim shiyadati b'doylem. Chochem b'kodesh of Ruchim ha'levi zatzal demir. Ki inyan ha'bechira ha'toivahu sha'ab odom yivchar losum etz asmoy lemuchrach. The whole bechira is that you should be boicha, you should choose. You have a choice, be'etzem, not to read Kriya Shema, technically. But your choice is to understand is that you don't really have a choice to read Kriya Shema. You're meshubid, you're like an eved. Okay, an eved, he has to, he doesn't have a choice, he doesn't have his own daily schedule, he can't choose what he wants to do. V'hainu sheyakev yeide ke be'emes muchachu l'rasa yisritzayim kainai. That's be'etzem what we're trying to get to. We're trying to get to that we have to realize ourselves, and this is going to be a deep one, because it's going to come from us. So it's going to be our Bechira, but we're going to realize Hashem is not going to make it that there's someone standing with a gun over you and saying, you've got to do, you have to read Kriya Shema. We're going to choose, we're going to reach the matzah where we realize that it's Muchach, that we realize each and every one of us is supposed to come to that Korah. There is more. And the emes, this talich, that is bechira and is muchach, and realizing that you're muchach, this is where it started, the beginning of a Kabbalah Smitzis. Where does a Kabbalah Smitzis start from? Where did it start all from? Ranter. That's where the etzim, all of us, and chayiv ourselves in Smitzis. We were all there, so it's in the pasuk. Each and every one of us was there. It's not heavy, it wasn't only with the heavy, every single one of us was in Kabbalah, Torah, Mitzvahs. And how did that happen? Nasim v'nishma. That's what this is what we're talking about. Nasim v'nishma. Chazal, on Shabbos, Peches, Baruchos, Klal Yisrael was makdim nasim v'nishma. They didn't say nishma v'nasim. Zot v'nim on Shabbos, Peches. This is the soid she'amalch v'malach yeshoris, Hashanah v'shem Baruch. Yoidim lasitz v'chaykoinoi. They know Yoidim last the Oisim it's and Koine Lishmoya be called Dvor. Question of the Pasuk. Malachim are Oise Kedei Lishmoya, the Nasi before Nishma. What does it mean Nasi before Nishma? And what does it mean the Soich and Malachi Shores Yoidim Lishtamish? But Zokta Marsha, Afanor. In the Malachim, he brings down the Malachim, it says, this far Malachim only have 1 foot. Malachim only have 1 regal. It's tough. It's two together, but it's not two separate ones. Because he says they only have 2 ways they can go. They only have 1 way to go. There's no bechira to Malach. Malach, he koyach his akara, he realizes there is no option. There's no other option. There's nothing else to do. Only with Tzoyim Bari. And that's what it means, Nase koyedim nishma. I know I gotta do it before. Here, you only can have a choice when you know what the options are. A Malach knows before Hashem tells him what to do, that he's going to do it anyways. He's just waiting for, come, give me orders. Hineini, hineini, hineini. I'm always said before, Abish, just send me the list. Tell me exactly what you want me to do, but I'm ready to do. Always said, Nase koidem nishma. Zocht. That's the thing that Klal Yisrael said. Klal Yisrael said, we know we're muchrach. We know we're Nase koidem nishma. We know we're going to do it before you. What do you mean? Because we know. We know. I want to throw in one thing. In the beginning of the Avada, we're talking a lot. Avdus, Europe. But Avada, Rashi and Shabbos, Pechaz, Amazim, I talk to him, she says, a person can only give up his Bechira if he knows that the Ebishter loves him. Rashi and Pechaz, Amazim, says, the Klai Yisrael was only able to do that because they knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them and wouldn't give them something that they can't handle. That's the only way they were able to Meshabit themselves. Talk about that. You need fuel to do this. But we're going back again to the original mitzvahs. The original mitzvahs was made in its surah of the Klal Yisrael recognized Nasev and Nishma. Zok to Marsha, and this is the pasuk. Moshe, we have a Kaddish Baruch Hu does Moshe. Miyitein voyalavovam ze liyiro isi the lishma is called mitzvah isi kol hayomim. Zok to Marsha, we know levovam levav Rashi which means b'shnei yitzrecha also the yitzer hara. Me yitain taish the mashal, that they have a bechira, they have a yitzar, It shouldn't be Yevavim. The Levavim shouldn't be Levavim. It should be like a Malach. It should be Eliyahu Yisivu Lishma Kol Mitzvah. They should do my mitzvahs Kol Hayomim like their Mukhrach. The Hainu, the original Mahalach of mitzvahs, like Rav Ruchim was saying, was Gufa, to make themselves a Mosfah. And if it is not enough, what is the Oisphere of Ma'andar Kofalei Markagigas? The Kadosh Baruch Hu Taka was going for that. I'm saying over the Biyud Moral, skipping, there's a lot of Protim here. And Toysis talks about it. The Moral says that even what we said, we're focusing tonight on, what does it mean that it's Mukhrach? That Rotzen Hashem is Mukhrach. Zokta Moral, the Ibish the saw that it's not even enough with the Kabbalah of Klal Yisrael, our Kabbalah, our Hakara, our recognition that we're Mukhrach, that also is too flimsy. Because today you're makir, and tomorrow you're not makir. The Hainu, our kara of something being mukhrach is not mukhrach mitzaratzmoy. It means right now I realize that it's mukhrach. Right now I feel it's mashub, but it's possible kajra. The emesis mitzvah zok demaral is not something that is mukhrach only because you understood it. It's mukhrach mitzaratzmoy. That's why the climb, the oisphere, the end, the finale of Ma'antara Kadosh Baruch Hu, who started off with our Hakara, who started off with our Bechira to make ourselves Mukhrach, but it ended off with a Kviya, which means that it's taka based on the fact that it's Mukhrach Mitzan Atzmai. After you're ready in Makabal, it's taka Mukhrach Mitzan Atzmai. This Nakuda, the Kashizivani Aburi. Kashizivani Aburi. When you're dining to buy an Esrog, and it's a Chashash, it might be a Morkov. Can I don maybe here? Yeah, see what that. Hebrews to command that every last prat, every last part of it. It's mukhrach. Maybe. It's mukhrach. I want to take it a step further. Until now, we spoke about the mukhrach of Tzivan Yabari, the Etzem Zeh. But the Ebishta is the other. The Ebishta controls us. The Ebishta Fiemis controls us, even though he gave us Bechira. We have the option of listening to Fiemis. He controls us. Where did that come from? He created us first. Secondly, he took a advantage out of Mitzrayim. He was also cleaning us for Avodim. He created us, as we see, he continues to create us and sustain us and shower us with kindness. So we owe him back. We owe him back Avdus, we owe him back our whole entire Metzias, not a small proud of our Metzias, and he was Koinas Avodim. But there's a deeper depth. And I'll hear them saying, you don't need this, I'm adding. The first thing is enough. But those who want to be Mamik, there's a deeper depth. And now we're talking about when we try to see, Tzivri is Baruch, we're trying to Nochamo, Shtelavek deep, ingrained within ourselves, the Mukhrach of the Yisoid of Rachmon HaMatikr, fire of the oil. The Shibur of Dvar Hashem, the Shibur of Dvar Hashem, who Omar Vayei, who Tziva Vayamoy, there's a deeper depth to it. The most mukhrach thing in the world is Mitziusa Yisbarach and Dibura Yisbarach. Mitziusa, as far as Dibura Yisbarach, part of it. We say in the Birchas Haftar, Amedaber, Makayim, Shekol dvarov emes etzedek, dover echon midvarecha lo yoshev reiko. We say that anything a Kodesh Baruch Hu says has to happen, he never comes back. There's no such thing as he sends a message, a shlichus, that has to be done, and it's not done. In the Psukim, the Laftur that we read, in Yeshaya, when the time is Sibur, to read Perek Nun Hei, the pasuk says like this: Kasha Yeirat Hageshem VaAsheleg Min Hashemayim. When rain comes down from Shemayim, B'Shama Lo Yashuv Ki In Hirvos Aretz. Rain never goes back up unless Hirvos Aretz is satiated. It waters the Aretz. B'Hoylidav Itzmicha V'Nasan Zera LeZerev Alechem Loichem. The rain does something, placing the soil ability to sprout. King Yedvori Ashayitse Mipi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have a parallel, it's out of Shovit. When I say words, lo yoshev eilai reikom, ki imes asoash asher chafatzti, v'itzliach asher shlachti. There's something called chifat Hashem, rotzen Hashem. The word, when rotzen Hashem comes to a dibur in this world, there is no such thing as it doesn't get done. We have plans, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't what we wish, after things we do, the habimit is what's going. But the Bar Oilam, there's no such thing as a dibur and a tzivui of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that doesn't get skaya. It's muchach leskaya. What does this mean? Davar nifla. We're going Mishlei per Gudali. Per Gudali pasuk. Aleph, I believe. It's in the middle. He's taking another pasuk. Sometimes in the middle. He's talking about another pasuk. He's coming to explain a pasuk in Yeshayahu Membov. The pasuk says like this. Atzosi tokum b'chol chefti ese. My plan is going to stand. B'chol chefti ese. And whatever I want, I'm going to do. Whatever I want, I'm going to do. The Goyim brings a kashi. Yesh makshin. Pop shita. What's the chiddush of the pasuk? Kadosh Baruch Hu create everything. Of course, he can do whatever he wants. What's the chiddush? Ra'inyin. Sends Chatterway. Shirutsayin shall a Kadosh Baruch Hu lehitiv l'bruv. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to do only good. Like we pointed out before, there's a little bit of paradox. He gave us Bechira, that was part of the goodness, but he gave us Bechira, and technically, we don't have to do his Ratzon. Here he adds in the point. He adds an Akuda, which we're going to get to, Behemshech. One of the Iker Ritzoynes of a Kadosh Baruch in a mitzvah is that a person should do it and he should get Tzchar. He should get Tzchar, he should get Vekus. But he gave Bechira to do all that. He gave a Bechira, if today I want to give stock up and mele gets char. Oy lelech neged rotzen koinu. A pol adam yishalem lo. Chas v'shalom, person does goes against Hakadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't have to give him an oynish. He's not going to be able to give him the char, which is neged rotzen Hashem. Hashem wants to give us good. He wants to give us dveikus. He wants to give us connection to Him. Val ze omer shatzosi tokum. Because bechira lechayra, this is what the guy means. Bechira is soiser to the atzas Hashem, to the dvar Hashem. He gave the possibility of a person to kill, not carry out Hashem's command. Al ze omer atzosi tokim. Val kein atatitel schar toiv. You're going to do the mitzvah. Mayor, my little mayor, Mayor Ruchim, you're going to do the mitzvah. And you're going to get schar like I want you to get schar. V'im yechto. Chas v'shom, I'll go back to myself, I'll go back to someone else. V'im yechto, chas v'shom, yomis. The person's going to die. V'oise HaKadosh Baruch Hu noitzer pam shenis. Oh, you think you didn't look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen? Oh. You come back a second time. There's no such thing as one. You didn't read Kriya Shema time the first time, you're going to come back and you're going to do it. You didn't finish Kol HaTorah Kula. It says you have to finish Kol HaTorah Kula. You didn't finish Kol HaTorah Kula, it's going to happen. You're going to learn Kairos, Oilois, with the Rash, Yerdeya, you're going to learn it. It's going to happen. You think maybe I have a choice not to happen? No. Atzosi tikum. Atzosi tokum. Kol chefti ese. HaKadosh Baruch Hu juggles that there's Bechira to the person, but he makes sure there's no such thing. In other words, lo yoshu le'ilai reikom. It's unbelievable. Shartzian, this is Shartzian and Shabruah, Luchas Yom Kippur. Everyone knows what we read, Maftir. Mincha Yom Kippur, some of the famous things people spend thousands of dollars buying this, Maftir Yoyna. Why do we read Yoyna on Yom Kippur? Zachim Shabruah, some top rage called Beis. Sivkon Zayin, Maftir Yoyna Shemedabim in Achuvah. One of the ideas, Vashkofas, that we want to set and want to ingrain in Kol Yisrael on Yom Kippur is you can't run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shara Tzion, he's Marachiv, Mo'oid, Mo'oid. The Kavanah, he says, B'Shem Achorin, doesn't say which Achorin, the Kavanah, Ki Odom Choshev, Kaniyot Kotzchaim was a therapist, he understood deep depth of people's mamakim. Many times his thoughts of Yish. I'm finished. I looked here and I looked there. I try to do this 50 times. I can't. I can't. I can't control my thoughts. I can't control my mouth. He says, I'll continue to be a chet, and worse comes to worse, I'll die. Worse comes to worse, I'll die. Anyways, I can't control myself. This is the thoughts that the Chaim said that are going on people's heads enough that the whole Takanas Yoyin is coming to address this thought. I mean, it's obviously something that's like, yeah, a lot of people. Avul Toyesu, this is what Mafti Yoyin is coming to say. Shesoiv Dover Yekol Masha Kodesh Baruch Hu Roitze Menavshoi Shiyemuchru Chulisakin. You think that Devar Hashem, what He wants in you, you could run away from? Muchruchu Lisakin V'yavi Oipam U'pamayim La'oilam Hazeh U'bakorchoch Yuchrach Lisakin Then came Lamalai Kalamus, Lamalamus, Lisbol Kibel Akever, Shatoris, Elas Oipam. You might as well do it now, because, anyways, it has to happen. The Rayam Yoina. Shakadish Bohu Rotzam Ito Sheyelech Vienabi. Who named Bezev, and Nos Liam, Rayna thought he could run away from Devar Hashem. Mokum Shalayisha Veshchina Lenabe Kiyadua. Rayna Shinitba Beyam, and Nigli Yodavi, Meshom Emev Kami Yomim, he got swallowed in the dog. He was in a place where it seems like it's impossible for him to do shlichus. It's impossible. There's one rutzin that was stronger than any other master that ever lived. You say your father gets his way. The Bayahilam is the only thing. Bayahilam is Bar Hashem is Muchrach Lizkai. This is Tzivani Abarach. And Tzivani Abarach is supposed to be embedded in our system. A realization that this is the Dovarat's Muchrach Lizkai. This has to be the mindset. I'm just fearing the Oishmah for this 2 minutes. And Mela, this is our focus, and this is our biggest accomplishment. That is the last week. If you want to know what did you accomplish, accomplish that you did see the other. What are you trying to accomplish? First thing, Agat, we just said, the first part of what you think is not accomplishment. I have to. Four accomplishments, I have to. When a person feels like he has to, he has to. He has to. Hashem's telling me, Kriyashma, I gotta read Kriyashma. Hashem's telling me, you have to learn Torah, whatever the tzivui of Torah, the tzivui of Torah. You have to learn today, you have to learn. You have to do it. But if we go a step further, what is afterwards, a little bit, what did you accomplish? The accomplishment is that itself. The accomplishment is that I did tzivui d'abari. Being quick, Maramok, and I will mark next week. Karbonis, one of the greatest mitzvahs. It's hard to say, we don't know where it's a mitzvah, but from what sees in this forum, one of the greatest accomplishing mitzvahs is Karbonis. There are various chazals that the world is kind of on Karbonis, so much so that Karbonis weren't around. So we said, what is the world going to continue to sustain the world? Seems to be that besides Torah, there has to be Torah, a lot is connected, but there has to be some whistle of Karbonis in this world. The Baruch Hu said, tefillah is a mokum Karbonis. Karbonis, Karbonis. You look at this forum, what Karbonis does in the world, the din, there was a learning daf yom, you have to touch the din, when you shech the carbon, you have to have mind certain things. You have to have a mind, the shame reyach nichoyach. What does nichoyach mean, Rashi translated? The shame nachas ruach. When I shech the carbon, when I'm zoy with the carbon, I'm going to do nachas ruach. What is the nachas ruach that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has from a carbon? What would you think? Rashi says in many places. Let's end with this. Rashi, first place, okay. Rashi, I'll tell you, Rashi in Zvoch, and Beis, and Beis, Rosh and Rashi. What is the Nachas Ruach? Like Rashi, Shem Lichoyach, Shem Anochas Ruach, L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sha'omar V'Nase V'Tzayinai. That's all he has to know. That's the grace of Nachas Ruach, there's a carbon. L'Kadosh Baruch Hu told you to bring an oila. You brought an oila kedin. You did Rotzen Hashem. Now, this is the message that we're focusing on last week and this week. We have to work on this. By us, there's so much imagining. You're going to come to Chanukah, Chanukah menorah, everything is a... What are you doing? Pasha, you lit halok, halok is nevus kedim. That's what you're doing in your mind. That's what you're doing in your mind. You're doing, oh, iris, you lit halok kedim. That is both with mitzvah. Exactly how? The first night, one, we did very sorry for it. It's a hinder to do. Two, the second night. The mokad, exactly the right place. Make sure you have it exactly the right place. It's part of the etzim ritzoyna. It's part of etzim ritzoyna. Etzim ritzoyna. This is what has to be going through our system. This is avdus. This is what it means ever. We become, we subdue. Tzivui Baruch calls us. Tzivui Baruch Muchach. The shibud with Tzivui is Baruch. And the uftu is Nasa Sutzah.